Welcome to the Spirit Connection Podcast. My name is Kirsten Larson, and I'm a part of the InLight Connection team. As you have noticed, Doug and Linda Addison are on sabbatical during this season. We're so glad that you're here tuning in and listening week after week. What you're going to hear next is a clip from one of our mentors. During this season of sabbatical, we are having guest speakers, leaders, and mentors in the body of Christ come in and mentor our partners. It's a beautiful time of prayer, impartation, mentoring, and teaching. You're about to hear a powerful clip from one of those mentoring times. And if you're interested in becoming a part of our partnering community, where you'll be prayed over, mentored, and connected with others in the body of Christ, where you can honor and bless all that Doug and Linda have poured out over the years, but also receive impartation and teaching from these incredible leaders in the body of Christ, you can find out all of that information at dougaddison.com/timeoff. We hope you enjoy this next clip from one of our prophetic mentoring sessions.
So we are in the new Hebraic calendar, 5784. How many of you are familiar with the Hebrew calendar? You know, it's not only the Hebrew calendar, but it's the biblical calendar. But even more than the biblical calendar, it's God's calendar. It's God's timing. And so it's the Moedim of God. It's the timing of God. It's the fullness of God. But one of the things that the Lord's really been speaking to me about in this season that we've been seeing come to pass, many times I've heard people say, you know what, it's such a confirming word, is this is a full circle season. I feel like there's some things that the Lord has allowed in our life to bring about the past in our present so we could actually advance into the future. Because if we understand God's ways and the way he advances us, we're actually not called to live from our past. In fact, we're not called to live from our present, but we're called as a prophetic generation, as a prophetic people, to live from the future to the future. And from the future to the future includes our past and our present. And this is oftentimes the way God moves us forward. And so as we're advancing, all of a sudden we see this, what seems to be our past before us. And we have to understand that when God advances us, he's not leading us in a linear straight line. I wish he did, because I'm very rational that way. I like formulas. I like systems. I like structures. I have this prophetic side of me that battles that other side, which makes me feel, you know, schizophrenic at times and things like that. But he's not a linear God. You know, he doesn't lead us in the way that we think in a Greek, with a Greek mindset. In fact, the way he moves us is really circular. You know, it's spherical in the way he leads us. And so oftentimes within these circles, we see ourselves facing the past. And just because we're facing the past does not mean we're going backwards, but oftentimes we have to go backwards in order to move forward. And I feel like many of us may be in that space where we feel like we're going backwards, but it's in essence God preparing us for a new trajectory for us to be launched forward with acceleration, breakthrough, recovery. And so there's this, we're in a season where we can recover and pick up some things that God intended for us from the past for various reasons why we didn't in the past. In this season, there's a grace for us to go through that season again, for us to get the grace, get the anointings, get the blessings that the enemy stole from us from the past as we're advancing forward. And so I want to first say we're in a full circle season. And as we're in a full circle season, we are coming out of somewhat of a, what I would call a cocoon set of years. You know, we know 2020, you know, where it's interesting, right? All the prophets were saying 2020 vision, and all of a sudden, bam, right? We step into the decade of the 80s, you know, within the Hebrew calendar. And, you know, oftentimes I hear people say this. I grew up, I'm an 80s child. I don't know if you are, but, you know, I hear a lot of people saying the 80s were from Hades, you know, within that decade and what they experience, what we experience. And here we are in God's calendar year in the 80s, feeling like it's from Hades. You know, but I want to tell you, God is shaking up way more than the enemy could ever shake up. And And we know when the enemy shakes things, it's for destruction. But when God shakes things up, it's to bring us into perfect alignment and order with what he's doing in the kingdom. He takes all things that are chaos and brings it into alignment with his plans and purposes. And we know that everything that can be shaken even today, is being shaken. We're going from shaking to shaking to shaking. And I really believe that the shaking's not done yet. And I don't want to, I'm not saying this to dishearten anybody or to discourage anybody, but I'm saying this in a way of saying that we are in an Isaiah 60 season. You know, it's Isaiah 5:20 says, "Woe to those who call evil good, good evil, light dark, dark light, bitter sweet, and sweet bitter." And that word woe in the Hebrew is a very strong word. You know, it literally means, you know, may God damn these people. That word woe. That's how strong that word is. And so the prophet Isaiah is saying, may God rout out these types of people. It's, and we know that our warfare is not against flesh and blood. It's our warfare is in the spirit. And so we need to constantly remind ourselves that otherwise we're going to fight the wrong battle and the wrong war that's going to allow, give enemy foothold within our territory to come and take us out. And so as we're advancing, you know, we, from 2020 to 2023 is a cocoon year. While the world was trumpeting, it's a global lockdown, global shutdown. I decided to just ask the Holy Spirit on what he thought. You know, some of us perhaps, I don't know where you're attuning your hearing to, but we need to attune our hearing to God, his voice. You know, forget Fox News, forget MSNBC, forget CNN. Who knows what news is real anyways these days? You know, both extreme, sectors of people are operating out of the same spirit anyways. You know, and I'm not saying this to cast dispersion or be disparaging on them, but we know that, you know, that there's just a lot of just poison being spewed out there. But what does heaven have to say? So I asked the Lord, I said, what are you doing? I know what the world's saying. I know what all this publicists and op-eds and, you know, I know what all the Facebook prophets are saying and, you know, what are you saying? And this is what he told me. He said, those who can embrace this season, Tony, I'm calling them, and this is my Sabbath season for my body. He said, I'm bringing my people into Sabbath. And he said, so don't get caught up with everything and all the hearsay and the news and all the reports going on. He told me, he said, stay attuned to my voice in the news of heaven.
Go to DougAddison.com/timeoff. We're asking right now, we're asking the Lord to raise up 1,000 people to donate or partner with us, $55 a month, 1,000 people to partner $55 a month. And that will help us stay going. Inlight Connection is not closing. We have some monthly mentoring sessions already set up. And we've already had some powerful, powerful people. In fact, we just had evangelist Sean Smith, friend of mine, and Brian Simmons, the Passion Translation, he just did a session with us. So you become part of our partnering program, then you can be part of the monthly mentoring sessions that are still going, and it'll keep us going as well. We need your prayer as well. So we're under Harvest International Ministries. Apostle Papa Cheon and Tony Kim did a session. Okay, he's the vice president. But go to DougAddison.com/timeoff, and you can see the details of that. If you can't do the $55 a month, you can't partner to any gift. In fact, we are really just seeking the Lord right now to get the breakthrough that we need right now in Jesus' name. Thank you for your goodness, Lord. We ask that you would open up things over all of us in Jesus' name.
Thanks for listening to Spirit Connection with Doug Addison. Connect with him online at DougAddison.com.